Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Bethel Music, God of Revival, and Bethel Music is featuring Brian and Jen Johnson. Hoping that you have enjoyed that. It's exactly 3 minutes just after 10. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Just for you is the name of the show. I am Sibongile Mofokeng, and I'm with you up until 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, you have Dramini Yanni Balsa on Perspective. And afterwards, Luko Mkwediputi with you on Heart to Heart. Luko is already here. Can you believe it? It's 10. She's already here and ready for 12 o'clock. So that's like really exciting. And after that, you have Germany Johan else on Something Else. Marfmandag! As I said it to the family, I am joined by two doctors. I'm joined by Dr. Tlailani and Dr. Morobadi. Let me say hello to Dr. Tlailani. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Good morning and compliments.
Compliments. Yes. And Dr. Tlailani, you were saying, Swangile, I didn't say Merry Christmas to our family of Radio Prophet.
Let me say belated Christmas. Happy prosperous New Year for 2025 to our family.
Awesome. Yeah. How have you been keeping, and how's the year for you so far?
Oh, no. Everything is going well, except we've got that, you know, as you age, you know.
Yeah.
Polar umbrella city, catch up all.
I told you, let's go to the gym. You and I, we're enrolling to the gym.
Yeah. But otherwise, all is well.
You know, you are always up, like about 3 o'clock, you're doing surgeries and all that. You take that as exercising.
That is keeping big negative.
No, let's go to the gym. And we are also joined by Dr. Morobadi. How are you, sir?
I'm good and so. Good to be with you today.
Wow. Welcome back, Dr. Morobadi.
Hello, Doc.
Hello, Dr. Tlailani.
I hope you're good, eh?
I'm good, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, so when Dr. Morobadi, you're working with viruses and all of that, and your voice is sounding so good. It means 2025 is good on you as well.
Indeed. Looking forward to it.
So we are talking the HMPV, and so many think that the HMPV is COVID-19 back, game two. and we've been talking about it, and I think because, yes, when the news tell you about HMPV, they say another form, like, or another virus similar to COVID,
yeah.
And people think it's the same thing. But so far, let me ask Dr. Tlailani first. So far as you've been receiving patients and all, are we still seeing COVID-19? Is it still there?
Yeah, we still see it, you know, every now and then you do a test and then it becomes positive. But it's less than 5% of all the tests that we perform.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say it is there, but insignificantly so.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. I'll see it's gone. Whatever, what we are seeing now is what we'll be discussing now, but people, you know, mistake it for, as you just said, now they mistake it for COVID.
Wait, Dr. Yeah. Dylan. What we are seeing now, yeah. Dr. Dylan just said what we are seeing now.
Yes.
Do we have HMPV right here at home?
No. I haven't heard of
it. Okay, all right.
I mean, what we are seeing, the respiratory infections that we are picking up now.
Yes.
Are those which mimic COVID, but they are not COVID as such.
Yeah. You know. So Dr. Morobadi and Dr. Tlailani, I'm going to take this one to Dr. Morobadi. We hear of new words, something like
pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I thought it was meta. Pneumo, so meta pneumo, or like pneumonia.
Yeah.
All right. So, is it some form of pneumonia, or what kind of viruses are these, Dr. Morobadi?
Okay, so human meta pneumo virus is actually, I want to start by saying it's actually one of the common cause of common cold. So it's I think the word pneumo probably scares a few people, but really there's no cause for alarm. This virus has been circulating among us for decades.
Okay.
It's one of the common causes of common colds. So it does cause upper respiratory tract infections, like the runny nose, the eyes, and then the throat, itching, the cough, and sneezing. But it has an ability to also cause lower respiratory tract infections, especially in, for instance, the very young and the very old, which is quite similar for many viruses. Yeah. as well as for like patients who have already underlying medical conditions like heart conditions and things like that. Mm. So yeah, I just want to allay the fears as far as, is this a new virus? No, it's not. It's definitely not a new virus. Mm-hmm. It's been around long before. It was detected already in 2001, and they even did tests to try and find out how far back. I mean, the 70s samples were tested from the 70s. They still picked it up. So we only knew about it in 2001. But it's a common cold virus.
It's a common cold virus.
Yeah, that's right. Just to add on to that.
Yes.
You know, SA is classified under, belonging to the classes of the Paramyxoviridae family, which the RNA, well, let me not go there.
Yes,
The RNA negative viruses, which would include things like measles, you know, mumps, you know, which cause viral illness characterized by swelling of the salivary glands, and then para-influenza viruses, which cause respiratory infections such as croup and bronchiolitis in children, or sometimes pneumonia. And the other one is respiratory syncytial virus, which we had an epidemic sometime between October and November. We were mistaking it for COVID, but it came out with a test that it's an RSV virus. And then we have this human metapneumovirus, which we are talking about today.
Okay. So
it's a whole class of Paramyxoviridae family that cause respiratory, as Dr. Murumani said, they cause upper respiratory tract infection predominantly, but sometimes with this HMPV will also cause lower respiratory tract infections.
All right. So, Dr. Tlalan, you mentioned your RNAs, your RSVs. Somebody might be asking themselves, what are those? I'm also reminded that with COVID, at some point they said it was mistaken for a SARS something. Yeah, yeah. And then they later said, no, it's SARS-CoV, and it is an RNA. So what exactly are we referring to when we're talking about all of this?
I think that can be addressed by Dr.
Murubaji. By Dr. Murubaji, yes.
I was just outlining the types of the paramyxoviruses.
Let's throw it to Dr. Murubaji.
But as far as the makeup of them is, I think, Dr. Murubaji.
Yeah, so we're looking at those RNAs.
It's more qualified.
Yes, Dr. Murubaji.
Oh, yes. I agree with Dr. Tlalan. It's an RNA virus. Just one of the fairly recent developments, in 2016, it was reclassified. It used to be in the paramyxo, but now it's in the pneumoviridae family, together with RSV. But it's a similar class virus to those ones. So paramyxos, I mean, the pneumo, it's actually an RNA virus. It's the one that has only a single strand of genetic material.
Oh, okay.
So remember, I think previously I explained that we have DNA and then we have RNA. Mm. So human beings and other higher forms, we form more than DNA. Mm. So the DNA, the wonderful thing about the DNA, it doesn't make as many mistakes when it replicates. That's why I think we all look alike. I mean, we are all human beings. We have the same, you know, one head, four legs, four limbs. But if the DNA were to make mistakes, somebody would come up with five legs, type of thing, you know? Mm. But the RNA viruses, they replicate much faster than the DNA viruses. Yes. And that puts them at the risk of making mutations, mistakes in how they replicate. And that's what differentiates, it creates like a minor changes in the viruses so that, if, for instance, for flu, we have a vaccine every year.
Yeah.
But every year we have to change the
vaccine. Yes, because it mutates.
More mutations.
So
metanema is one of the RNA viruses that can also mutate.
So an HMPV is an RSV,
RNA.
Okay.
No, it's an RNA virus. It's RNA, but it's separate from RSV. RSV is a different, but they form in the same.
Is it related?
Another virus.
Is it related to RSV?
Yeah, it's related. They're related in the same family. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. They're called the paramyxovirus.
Okay.
Mm. So the one family, RNA makeup, and then unfortunately, they act differently, you know, especially when it comes to clinical presentation.
Yeah.
Well, not so much, you know.
Okay.
They give you the very same symptoms. No, just to add on that, 2000, Dr. Murubadi did mention that we have had this virus since 2001. And the advantage of that is that as a result of that, part of the population has developed immunity against it. Unlike, you know, when you remember when
with
you got
COVID, yeah, we were not immunized on that. Yeah.
And we didn't even have, you know, that innate immunity from that.
Mm.
We know that there was something similar to that in 2012, the MERS, which is the Middle East, what you call respiratory syndrome. Yes, that's right. It's more or
but
less
the
like
makeup was slightly different from
different,
the MERS.
Yeah. But we never got immunity from that so that we could fought COVID when
so
we came.
We have been experiencing a rainy season in South Africa, and you say the HMPV is not yet here.
Yeah.
So, and I've heard of many people coughing right now. Some would go coughing for like 2, 3, 4 weeks, and now they are healing, but it's slow because of the moisture in the air and all of that. And so what kind of a flu is this one? I'm going to come back to the HMPV, but what kind of a flu have we been seeing in South Africa during this rainy season? And it's been raining every day,
yeah.
Nonstop.
Well, what we have now, it's just that I haven't got the recent statistics now.
Yeah.
What we were getting was the para-influenza and the ordinary H1N1.
Oh, okay.
Influenza virus that we were exposed to during this time. But now, which HMPV, it's usually in spring and winter.
Mm.
So now we are in summer now.
Mm.
So we are not likely to get so much of it, but as it's been diagnosed in other countries, it's not that we're immune to get it now.
Mm.
Yeah. So the influenza virus or the respiratory tract infections that we're getting is a para-influenza and the respiratory syncytial, which is the RSV, that we're seeing now. And we do tests and then they come back positive. But fortunately, they're not as aggressive as this other viruses.
But I heard of people talking about this flu and everybody's saying, yo, this flu. Yo. Even when you cough, you have to hold on to the walls because it's really bad.
Well, I don't know why it should really be so aggressive.
Yeah.
Because we have always been exposed to these viruses. I don't know if you agree with me, Doctor.
It is very aggressive.
We have had it and then we are supposed to have been immune to it. But it's just taking a toll on us.
Is there a change, Dr. Murubadi, on the kind of influenza that's there right now? Slight change,
no,
maybe?
Really, the main change that we see is just the small mutation that I mentioned earlier, and that causes us to get a new vaccine every year. But it's not a change where the virus is completely new. We don't have a pandemic of this type at all. Yeah, I think people just take time to recover. I mean, we're seeing this a lot also in the ICUs that I attend. People take quite a while to recover from this immunity. But I personally think because of the previous controls that we had for COVID, a lot of these viruses were actually suppressed together with the COVID.
Oh.
So our immunity in the community really took a knock. It went down a bit because of all of the masking, all of the, you know, we didn't have as many contacts with these viruses that we used to have before.
Yeah.
That's why now when they're coming back, they're coming back more with a vengeance, if I could call it. You know, like they've been quiet too long, now they need to do their thing. But it's similar viruses. It's not new viruses that we see.
Okay. But
you see, the masking and everything was protecting us from being infected to create antibodies.
So are you saying, Dr. Tlalane, we were not supposed to wear masks
so that
we can face it head on collision?
Yeah. It was good.
Oh, no.
It was good. It's just that, that's how I can explain it, why the very same virus that we used to be exposed to is so aggressive now.
Okay.
When it could be fighting against it without even going to visit the doctor.
You know? Okay, so but do we find that most of the people who would present with influenza right now, or like symptoms of influenza, they might also be showing with COVID because of the rainy season and everything that's happening right now,
yeah,
climate-wise?
Sure. Yeah, you can.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, definitely. We can see, we also see multiple viruses in the same patient. So it's not that one can only have one virus at a time. You can have two, you know, participating in the infection.
Yeah. So one of the things that is scaring people is that if the HMPV can come to South Africa, we might find our country closed again. We are aware that in China right now they are having it under control, but the schools are closed. No children are going to school right now. So one question that people are, and this is the discussion that we had even in the car yesterday, that if it would come, we are not ready for it in South Africa. Dr. Tlelane, should I start with you or should I start with Dr. Murobadi to answer that one? Are we ready if the HMPV can come to South Africa?
No, we are ready. You know, because, you know, the NICD is very vigilant against screening of these patients.
Yeah.
And then if it was my, according to me, I would say, you know, anybody who comes from the Oriental countries
should be screened.
And then at the same time, if there is anything which points to maybe an infection or a viral infection, then should just be quarantined for 2 or 3 days, because with the HMPV, the incubation period is about 3 to 4 days, five days, and then without treatment, in fact, you can get better.
Without treatment?
Yeah, in 5 days.
Okay.
So
it doesn't call for a scare?
No. So we shouldn't really be so scared, but we should be cautious not to allow everybody unscreened to come through into our country.
Yeah.
Like what we did with COVID, you know. We just were loosely just accepting people without that.
Remember, it was said it will never hit our shores. Nah.
Yeah.
It's far-fetched.
So, but I got to scare tell, let's just be cautious. And then NICDs, they're very vigilant and they're on their toes to block it. I don't know what the virologists are doing about it, because Doc?
Yes, Dr. Kailan. So HMPV, human metapneumovirus, as I mentioned, it's one of the common viruses. So we have been picking it up. It's not that, I don't know if maybe the particular strain in China is any different, but we do pick up every now and then one or two cases. But these really are mild infections. But what I think may happen, anybody coming from those countries where there's such as, I think the NICD will probably be on top of it to check what type of strain it is, if there's any issues with that. And if there's any mutation or whatever, they'll be able to say, okay, is there a problem or is it just a normal virus that we see from the ER? For instance, I can tell you one of my friends actually had a flu, I think, closer to the end of winter last year, and they thought they had COVID. the way they felt so bad. But when they tested, it was metapneumo. It was human metapneumovirus. So we do still pick it up there. It goes up in the winter season, but then it drops down towards the spring and late winter type of thing. Yeah.
So to Dr. Murobadi, do you think that in the winter season in South Africa, we might find ourselves dealing with a metapneumo virus, especially because now, Dr. Tlelane, we're seeing a lot of rains, like I was saying, and as such, we have lots and lots of cases where people are infected with flu and they're dealing with it. So could it be that maybe around the end, like the cold season, winter season, that we might find ourselves dealing with the pneumovirus, Dr. Murobadi?
Yeah. I really foresee that, indeed. Look, it's not to scare people, but this is a general trend of most viruses. Usually in winter, we see an upward trend, and then we'll see a downward trend. So metapneumo is one of the viruses that we pick up, definitely. So I think we will be testing and picking it up in the winter.
Well, the difference, Dr. Tlelane, to COVID, Because now with COVID, we were more concerned about people with comorbidities.
Yeah.
People are affected. They're those ones who had COVID in the previous years, and we were talking about how it would affect someone's chest, heart, and other areas in their bodies. I know somebody was buried last week because of COVID affected his heart. So he later passed on. So now, I'm asking myself the difference between a metapneumovirus and COVID when it comes to the comorbidities. What is that? Or other factors that would affect someone's organs as a result?
I think they've got the very same effect, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, because generally viruses act the same. It's just it will take some time maybe for HMPV to can really affect a person with comorbidities than with COVID. And then what we have realized is that some of these paramyxal viruses, most of them have got vaccines that we can give to the patients who are, you know, have comorbidities. Except with the HMPV now, unfortunately, we don't have a virus yet. And then,
a vaccine yet?
Yeah, I mean a vaccine. And it was according to me, you know, I would say let's start manufacturing a vaccine now before winter comes, because we don't know what winter is going to bring us. So, but as far as comorbidities are concerned, we respond the same, whether it's COVID or it's MPV. I don't know if you agree, Doc.
Yes, I definitely agree. I mean, with metapneumovirus, we expect a lot more upper respiratory, lower respiratory, like pneumonia.
Yeah.
It can also cause gastrointestinal disease, whether you get diarrhea and all that. But with more complications, I mean, patients who have more significant immune suppression, comorbidity, they can get a much more severe disease. Yeah.
Sure.
Well, what I can say, the National Institute of Communicable Disease, it conducts very robust surveillance for respiratory pathogens.
Okay.
And it has got laboratory capabilities now to pick it up and test for it. And in addition, there is this partnership set up between the private and public sector that will facilitate the rapid response should there be a pandemic. So we are ready.
All right. I love that because with COVID, you know, relax. relax. Yeah. And then the next thing we know, COVID was on our shores.
That's right.
So it's better we are ready where other viruses like this are concerned, and we are ready to deal with this. And I love the fact that we are ready. So yeah, family, I'm going to say to you, family, for any colds and flu symptoms or whatever that you'd like to ask the doctors, they are here. You can talk. Yes, we are talking HMPV. We are talking about these viruses. But if you have a concern, maybe you've been coughing and you're asking yourself, yo, maybe give COVID, or you're asking yourself whatever that you're asking yourself, and you would like an answer from the doctors, that is Ace Besuk. So you can call us on 012-334-1322. It's 012-334-1322. I'm with Dr. Tlailani and Dr. Morovadi. We are coming back, taking the sounds of King D music featuring Terrain. Worry about nothing. Do remember 012-334-1322 and the SMS line 37871, the WhatsApp line 0826572729.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho kuWhatsApp ku-082-657-2729.
Beautiful sounds there from King D Music. And I love it because we are talking and we are saying to you, worry about nothing, pray about everything as well. So we give you King D Music featuring Terrain and the song Worry About Nothing. But yeah, if you do have a concern, I'm not going to use the word worry. We do not worry.
Yeah.
But we say concern. So if you have a concern that you'd like the doctors to answer, you can call in anything flu. So all things flu, you can, or all things colds and flu, you can just call us and talk to us on 012-334-322, 012-334-322-37871 is the SMS line. And the WhatsApp line is 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. And Gabs, Gabuza, hello to you. Hector, hello to you. Shireen, hello to you. Thank you so much for joining in and being with us this morning. But yeah, anything flu, you can call in. Anything colds and flu, you get a question. The lines are opened on 012-334-1322. So, Dr. Tlailani, you were still talking about the presentations. I think we didn't mention all of that. Maybe you can mention some of the presentations that are there. How the HMPV presents itself, because we all constantly said it presents itself similar to the colds and flu, similar to the symptoms are pretty much the same. But what are these symptoms that we're talking about?
Yeah, usually we get cold.
Just hold it there, Dr. Tlailani. Let's come back to you. Hi, family. Good morning. Hello. Hello, family. Okay, I think the family members listening to us via the radio and not via the phone. So if you call in, please turn down your radio or your TV so that you can hear yourself or hear us via your phone. Because now we can hear your radio is on, but you cannot, you're unable to hear us. Hi, family. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Oh, my.
Hello.
Oh,
that sounds like Mr. Villa.
All right. Let me advise family. Let's run to our WhatsApp lines. Yeah, it does sound like that. Let's run to our WhatsApps. Send a voice note on your WhatsApp. I think we have a problem with the line because but we can hear you, but you can't hear us. So please go to 082-657-2729. It's 082-657-2729. Try to get us there, and then we will respond. So, Dr. Tlailani, you're still telling us about the presentations.
Yeah, also in the common symptoms of this HMPV infection will include mild upper respiratory infection, you know, cold like things like cough or runny nose, nasal congestion, possibly a fever and a sore throat. And then, in severe cases, you can get bronchitis, bronchiolitis, especially neonate and other young children. But otherwise, typical incubation will be 3 to 6 days. And with mild illness, the symptoms should improve after 3 to 5 days of rest and isolation and hydration. So it presents just like a cold.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then, yeah, that's right.
Sure. We normally diagnose ourselves.
Yeah.
And COVID taught us to be doctors.
Yeah, that's right.
So we would rush for onion, garlic, what? Cinnamon, shonyani. Yeah. Do these things work, Dr. Murubaji? with all the isolations and all that?
Yeah, you know, I think mostly, I mean, most of these infections will get better on their own, but I think the symptoms, where we reveal the pain and the headache and the things, of course, that will make the patient more comfortable. But, I mean, there's no antiviral, for instance, against metanimo, exactly. So, yeah, it's mainly symptomatic treatment. Just treat the symptoms as they come, yeah.
Oh, so you treat the symptoms as they come,
yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
the patient is presenting with.
Yeah,
exactly.
Just to follow up on one doctor,
yes.
Murubaji said, we have got a homework to go and invent the antiviral for it and a vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these two things, NICD should start working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if one's heart would be affected, for example, like we were saying, that they pretty much present themselves the same, they cannot take whatever, or a person might. So what does that mean? if somebody would be attacked by a flu, like HMPV or any kind of flu, H1N1? All that. And then the next thing you know, the person has got a problem with their lungs or heart later on. What's that?
Well, it's a complication of any of these viruses that we acquire. And then we'll treat it according to the way the guidelines say.
Yeah.
Admit in ICU, hydrate, oxygenate, and then if there is any bacterial infection,
You
give antibiotics. I should just warn the family out there, there is no room for antibiotics in an influenza or any viral infection, because antibiotics won't work.
Yeah.
Antiviral, yes, for other viruses will work.
Mm. But there's a concern that has been, like, I've seen many doctors talking about this, even on TikTok, on Facebook, and they are talking about people even knowing the antibiotics.
Yes.
And everybody wants antibiotics. And you say there's no room, nothing, because when people see flu, colds, we run for the antibiotics.
Let Dr. Murawali tell you what
causes that.
What will be the adverse effects of taking an antibiotic when you don't need it?
Indeed. You know, the problem with using antibiotics for everything is that now what we're doing actually will be creating resistance. Mm-hmm. To the antibiotics. That's the main problem. So you find organisms that are actually supposed to be susceptible to those antibiotics have now developed resistance because we've used them when they were not necessarily required.
Mm.
And now they develop this resistance and they transfer these resistance mutations to other bacteria. We end up not being able to treat the infection when it's in ICU, for instance.
Mm.
It becomes a big problem.
So you will have a problem.
It's really a big problem, yeah.
So wait, if you're talking, is there an antibiotic that's called amoxicillin?
Yes.
Yeah, so if you're using amoxicillin and then you have to change to another one, and I've seen doctors after a certain period, if the person still shows up with that, they would change to another antibiotic. So, but let's say a person is taking amoxicillin throughout. For everything. So does it mean that even if they change it to another one later on, when the patient is critical, that won't work?
What will you be treating? That's the question. Will you be treating a bacteria or a virus? There's no point. If you're treating a virus with an antibiotic, you won't see any improvement. But if you're treating a bacteria with an antibiotic and there is no improvement, then maybe that bacteria is resistant to that antibiotic you're giving. So you can take some blood and then go and test it against the other organisms to see whether it resists or it's sensitive. You can send that to the laboratory. Dr. Murawali do all these sensitivity tests, I mean, every day. Then they'll come back and tell you, okay, the organism is sensitive to this or resistant to this. You'll find that amoxicillin is resistant to it. And then you'll switch to whatever antibiotic that the pathologist will recommend as the organism being sensitive to.
Sure. Sari Buta, thank you so much. May God awesomely bless you too. Thank you for tuning in and being with us and all family members that are tuned in. I'd like to apologize to our family members that our line is not working. So you cannot hear us. I don't know why. But we can hear you. So if it would be best for family members to just run to our WhatsApp line, 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729, and 37871 is our SMS line. So you can call us there. Send us an SMS and send us a WhatsApp. Unfortunately, you can't call the WhatsApp, but you can drop a voice note. You can write. And I think a voice note is quite quicker. Then, so unfortunately, I'm unable to take your calls. Can I apologize to the family on that? I know I opened the lines. I said you can call in, but let's use the 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. And you can just drop us a WhatsApp there, text, or send a voice note. That will help us a great lot and will help others as well who would like to ask questions. Maybe you will ask the kind of question they would like to know about. So yeah, can we use that, my family, or 37871, which is our SMS line that will cost you 1.50. And yeah, so now when it comes to treatment, Dr. Tlelan, so you say no antibiotics, but can we, so we can do whatever that we see at home? Can we start with our mhlonyanis for...
You can if you want even.
Dr. Murubadi.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say don't do it. I mean, there's no harm. But yeah, I mean, symptoms will resolve, I think. So it's not a problem, yeah.
But now, so how, when should one be running to the doctor? Because we try these things, you know, home remedies first.
Okay, let me put
it. Oh, when it comes to any kind of flu symptoms, no home remedies anymore. Straight to the doctor. What's your advice?
No, not necessarily that. But let's do this. Prevention is better than cure.
Can we prevent these, even the HMPVs?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Look, just like we did with the
COVID,
yeah. You know, washing of hands and avoiding touching eyes and nose when you've got your fluish, and you avoid close contact with people who you think are sick or are suffering from that. You cover your mouth and nose when coughing and sneezing, you know, things like that. Refraining from hugging and kissing others. I don't know, but staying at home when you are sick to remove, I mean, to recover from this illness, that would be very bad. I mean, very good. So, and then exactly what we use, what we used to do with COVID, you know, washing your hands before and after preparing food and all this. And even if you're coming from the bathroom, you know, you wash your hands. So those are the things that I think you should be doing to prevent it. But if you get symptoms that cough, fever, which won't resolve in about 2 days, please see a doctor.
Okay.
Don't say, I'm going to do a mixture.
Yeah.
mixture.
The thing is, we even know what to get from the counter at the pharmacy.
Yeah.
That's why we can even tell the doctors, no, I want that one.
And I don't know if Dr. Murubadi would like to add anything on that, on the prevention.
Yeah, no, definitely. Those are the really standard, and everybody can do that.
Uh-huh.
We can all wash our hands. We've learned very well with COVID how to prevent the spread of respiratory infections. Right. Yeah, but as Dr. Lennon mentioned, our homework is to get the vaccine at some time. So, yeah, I know there's some vaccine developed in different stages of development, but there's currently not one available at the moment. Yeah, yeah.
So, but what about the mask? Let me ask Dr. Murubadi about the mask. I've seen elderly people, even when they go to church or gatherings where there's public, they would be wearing a mask right now. And, I love what I see with those who are infected by any flu or cold wearing masks themselves. That is like really awesome. But now there are those ones who don't have anything. They don't present with anything, but they're so afraid of crowds, and they would be wearing masks. So in terms of prevention, does the mask work, Dr. Murubadi?
Yeah, look, the mask will work, but at this point in time, this virus, like I mentioned, has been with us for so long that I do not see that we can do a lockdown like we did with COVID to mask everybody. No, I don't think that's going to be necessary. But if somebody has got comorbidities and it's got underlying disease that they're at risk of higher infections, it's not a problem for them to just protect themselves, especially if they're going to go into a crowded area. That would be reasonable. Or someone who's sick, as you mentioned, somebody who's sick actually wants to protect people around them. That's not a problem to really wear a mask. But I think the washing hands for the general population, really all those measures that we learned with COVID, that should be sufficient.
Yeah. All righty then. Let's see. A family member is trying to call on the line. Let's see if it does come out. Hi, family. How are you doing? Hi, family.
Hi, family.
Hello?
Hello.
All right. So, family, let me just advise the family members to just rush to the WhatsApp line and use the 082-657-2729 line to get to, you know, so you can talk to us. 657-2729-37871 is the number that you can use as well, the SMS line. But now, when it comes to the treatment, how long can one be having this kind of, because it's abnormal. Dr. Kellen, you said after 2 days, see a doctor. So you'd find people having colds and flu for like two, three, for a month they go on. So when it comes to the HMPV, how does it work? Do we have duration?
No, I'm not sure about the duration, but 6 to 7 days, that should be enough. By resting, hydrating yourself, and then also, yeah, that's right. And then taking any antipyretics if you're feverish, and then if you've got any pains and chest pains for you especially, and then do that. Take some painkillers, and then but if it becomes worse, please see a doctor, and then who's going to at least do a chest X-ray, and then also do a throat or nasal swab.
Okay.
Take it to the laboratory to see what type of a virus that could be.
Yeah.
And then some of the COVID-19 patients that we found, we incidentally found them unsuspiciously so. You know, a patient who just doesn't recover, we did a throat swab, and then he came back as COVID positive. And we're not looking for COVID positive, I mean, for COVID. Fortunately, the pathologist will search for all these common viruses.
All right. Sure. Okay. But now, somebody might be alarmed or concerned, because when I started, I did mention that in China right now, the schools are not operating because of the HMPV. So it might show as though it's an aggressive and just like COVID was.
So, I think it's mostly more transmissible than being aggressive. There's more of
It's just like when we would say to our children and their parents, make sure that your child is immunized for measles right now, because there's it's transmittable and it spreads.
That's
like,
right.
So HMPV is easily spread.
Yeah, I think it's more transmittable than any other. I don't know. Do you agree on, Doc?
Yes. It's also very easy to transmit through the respiratory tract.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I think with China, I read on the NICD update. So the NICD updates are sitting on it. They mentioned that actually China started a new surveillance program at late December last year. So I think a lot of, because they are in winter at the moment, so we're in the southern hemisphere, they're currently in winter. So it makes sense that they will see higher numbers of cases than we would see at this current point in time. As I mentioned, I wouldn't be surprised later on in the winter, we start seeing our numbers pick up. But this is a general trend of what we see with respiratory viruses. They will increase during winter.
So I'm going to go back a little bit. So as we've been saying, we might see HMPV coming into our shores in the winter season, and the numbers picking up at some point because of the winter season. Should I be concerned and not hug people anymore? because we are huggers generally. and with COVID, we found ourselves not... you're not supposed, it's social distancing and all that. So when it comes to HMPV, do we need all of that, Dr. Murubadi?
Really, I think HMPV is so common. I really doubt we need all of those strict measures that we... The common ones that we use, like the hand washing and
Dr. Kledani was saying.
Yes. As mentioned, those really should be sufficient. But I think people who will have more severe disease are those ones that are at high risk. For instance, the elderly, the people with comorbidity, those are the ones that really should be more careful. If possible, they can wear masks just to protect themselves, so that they don't get exposed to this.
So with COVID, I remember at some point children were not...
Yeah, they were exempted from getting it. Yeah.
With HMPV?
I think with HMPV, neonates are involved, and even children up to the age of 5
So because of their weak immunity.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
And then pregnant women and prematurely born children, and then the other people who could be at a higher risk are those who are even compromised.
Comorbidities,
as said, doctor.
Elderly as well.
Yeah. And then,
so the young span?
Young span is not stark, you know. they've got all the armament to fight it.
All right. And we, Dr. Tlaleni and I were talking about how people would be wrapping up babies and all during this time, because he says, like, in some areas, they say in some crèches, in some, and some parents as well, they would wrap up Nwanaman, you know, in blankets to protect them from this virus. So Dr. Muramadi, does that even work?
No. I mean, I think the respiratory part is, I mean, the whole idea is how well does it get to the face more than anything. I mean, through the hands we transmit viruses all the time. So wrapping up a baby all over the body, I don't know how how well that will protect from a viral infection, you know, that spreads via the respiratory route. Yeah.
Going to the gym, I know people would say, I want to sweat it out. Yeah, this cough, this flu, I have to sweat it out.
Actually, that's very dangerous.
Ooh.
Because, if you've got an influenza or any form of viral infection, and then you go to exercise, to gym, you're going to cause yourself myocardial carditis, viral carditis.
Mm.
And your heart will stop. You see,
But we've seen most, I know you experienced that. You've heard of that, right? Where people would just rush to the, you're sweating it out.
No, I don't believe in that. Look at there were some marathon runners, you know.
Yeah.
One collapsed, and then they found that he had some influenza.
Yeah.
And then he got the viral carditis.
Wait, Dr. Like, could it be that some of the people that were really fit, that we saw as fit, who were gym, I don't want to use the word fanatic. Oh, it's a bad word.
Addict.
Who are addicted to gym, because I have seen more than one case of those ones dying during the COVID-19 as well.
Yeah.
Could it be because they were trying to sweat it out as well, and that affected?
I think so. Because it causes a viral carditis. You know, those monsters will be infested by the virus, and then immediately it's infested there, you are likely to get a cardiac failure or something like that. Yeah.
All right. So, and sleeping, we are told sleep when you do have a flu virus of some sort.
Rest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rest a lot.
A lot.
Yeah. To give the body enough chance to
Be hydrated as well.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Our time is up, and thank you so much. I'm sorry, family, you couldn't call in. I'm sorry, family. I'm so sorry for the line, because I saw a few of you trying to come in and we had to redirect you to the WhatsApp line. And I don't know. So family was like, our redirector. Family want to talk to us umlomo nomlomo, face to face. And so I apologize for that. But we'll make sure that is fixed. And thank you so much for tuning in and being with us as we're talking about the HMPV. What are your closing statements, Dr. Morobadi, before I go to Dr. Tlaleni for his closing statements?
Yeah, I really want to allay any serious concerns of the public. Human metapneumo has been with us for a long time. So it's just one of the common cold viruses that we should treat as we would any other common cold virus. And the NICD is on top of their game as far as detecting any issues that may come from outside. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Murubadi. And if you'd like to talk to Dr. Murubadi, how do we do so? Is it possible?
Pardon? Sorry.
If we'd like to talk to Dr. Morobadi, is it possible?
Oh, yeah.
How do we do so?
Yes, you can reach me on my office line. It's 012-678-0676.
Yep.
0676.
Wow, thank you so much, sir. Yeah. Have yourself a beautiful one. We'll be in contact very soon.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Dr. Tlaleni, your closing statement?
Exactly what you used to do with COVID. That is the washing of hands, avoidance of crowd, covering your mouth and everything. If you feel that you're sick, or you feel that you're getting an influenza or a cold-like symptoms, you know, avoid crowded areas. And don't wait until you are very sick to see a doctor. Please, immediately, 2 to 3 days.
Because it might be too late.
Yeah, it might be too late. 2 to 3 days, you're not recovering. please see a doctor.
Yeah, don't self-medicate. Because yeah. 2 to 3 days, you rush to the pharmacy.
Well,
so
I don't
so
know.
We change that.
Yeah, you know, I've realized there is a trend now.
Yeah.
Patients tend to rush to the pharmacy instead of to the doctor.
Yeah.
And they tend not to be able to, I mean, they tend not to improve after what they've been given in the pharmacy. And only then do they decide to go to the doctor.
Yes.
And that time it's a bit late.
Yeah.
You see? And then, I think, not that I want patients to rush to the doctors before they go. I know there are some other things that you can buy over the counter, like if you have a bit fever, but don't wait until it's too late.
And how do we get hold of Dr. Tlailani?
You can get me on my cell, which is 078-738-2694, and preferably after hours, after 6 o'clock in the evening.
All righty then. Dr. Tlailani, thank you so much for coming through and empowering us in
thank
this space.
Much.
I think we are at ease.
Sure.
Yeah, I think we are at ease.
No,
wow. Thank you to Dr. Tlailani, and may the Lord bless them with Dr. Morobadi and keep keeping them. So awesome to have Ace Basuk right here in our studios with Dr. Tlailani always. And Yama family, I'm signing out. Next up is Germany Yanni Valsa on Perspective. And after what, you have Lukom Kwedi Puti on Heart to Heart. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. We love you. Bye bye.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.